We're outside the Casa Bar on Hope Street. We're waiting for the coach.
Yes, we are, if he ever turns up. He was only 2 minutes late, but if it had been the first game, we're all a bit nervous.
Right, okay, so we're on the coach now.
Yeah, at last.
So can you tell me where the thinking came from to set up this club?
More or less started around the time when the Premier League announced that they were going to do it for the 39th game, playing Premier League games abroad. And that sort of highlighted that, you know, top league football, it's not really much about fans anymore, it's more about making money. It's not like an anti-Liverpool thing at all, you know. Liverpool's got some of the cheapest ticket prices in the Premiership. In saying that, although they're cheap, they're still not cheap for a lot of people.
But do you think people are going to want to come to see how many divisions below the Premier League is the division that AFC Liverpool are in?
I think we are about six or seven leagues from the Premier League. I don't think it's the standard of football that's important.
Raffle tickets, range of wonderful prizes. You've got to be in it to win it. Only £1.
In the Ashton clubhouse, I bump into a couple of Mancunians, FC United fans.
Why are you here tonight?
Intrigue more than anything else. Fly on the wall just to see basically what the
future opposition might be like.
Yeah.
It's not about the standard of the game, it's about the atmosphere of the game.
It's about 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon being able to go to a game. And Sky Television not dictating when you can actually go to a game.
So what's your message to AFC Liverpool then on their first ever match?
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Enjoy the experience.
They've set their club up for different reasons than us, but I hope that these Scouse lads can bring the kids and enjoy football at grassroots level. Stand on terraces the way I used to with my dad.
Go Liverpool!
Judging from the banners that are here, I'm kind of guessing that this is the Kop.
Yes, this is the Kop end, yeah.
And so why are you here?
To support the men in red. AFC Liverpool's about making football affordable for kids. I've got four kids, and getting them into Anfield is a bit of a chore at times. You know, if you can get the tickets, then great. But 9 times out of 10, you can't. You know, and the kids are losing the tradition of Liverpool Football Club. You know, the singing, the banter, you know, everything that goes along that embodies Liverpool Football Club. That's what it's about. It's for the kids.
Half-time reaction from matchday coordinator Chris Stirrup. AFC Liverpool are in the lead, thanks to a penalty awarded by somebody close to the club.
It was a penalty, blatant penalty, and the referee made the right decision. And I think we deserve our lead. I think we've done all right.
The referee who is part of AFC Liverpool?
Yeah.
What do you think about the quality of the football?
It's good.
Surprisingly
it's
good, isn't it?
How much have you heard
about it? Brilliant. Proper football.
Yeah, it's been good,
no prima donnas on there, is there?
You've been surprised?
Pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Pleasantly surprised, yeah.
So worth watching.
Brilliant. Oh, are you? Oh, are you?
At the end of the game, it's a 1-1 draw. So for the last word, I turn to AFC Liverpool manager Derek Goulding.
It was a difficult game. It was a test for us. You know, we're not the finished product yet, without, you know, any shadow of a doubt. But it's a start, and we can now move on and work on quite a few things after tonight's game.